This is an intriguing hands-on museum, especially when you consider it has an outhouse standing in the middle of it. The feature on today's American Countryside is brought to you by the Agrigold Giants. In the land of giants, Agrigold stands out. Learn about their outstanding hybrids at agrigold.com. Dave Lee spent many of his working years in the paper industry. Today, he works in one of the oldest mills in the country.
This paper mill dates back to 1878, over 130 years ago. It was one of the original Kimberly-Clark paper-making enterprises. There were three small paper machines in this building.
In the 1920s, the paper-making machines were antiquated, and the building was converted to produce wallpaper.
Back in that time of our society, most rooms in every house had wallpaper, and this facility, as small as it is, was the primary main producer of wallpaper in the United States.
In 2005, this mill became the Paper Discovery Center. Lee is the executive director.
It's a feast for the eyes in terms of art, history, and learning about the science of making paper, which is fascinating.
Thousands of visitors have come here from around the globe to see the hands-on exhibits, including making their own paper. You soon realize that paper is more than just something to write on. We, of course, use it for all kinds of things, which is why you'll find an outhouse inside this Discovery Center.
You open the door and you see what devices people used around the world before paper to help them out in that regard. Pretty fascinating. For example, coconut shells in Hawaii.
The building alone is fascinating. The old mill sits along the Fox River, the water from which is still used in the modern paper-making process. It's a place where old meets new and shares the story of a product we use in many forms every day. Traveling the Countryside, and this week brought to you by Agrigold. In Appleton, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.